Indeed, whose favors and whose bounties, whose ni'mats upon man are beyond his comprehension. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the ni'mat of Almighty Allah, then it cannot be counted. Almighty Allah mentions clearly in the Quran Kareem. For the very same reason, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The case of a believer is very astonishing. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ. Whatever happens to a Muslim only happens good to him. In أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٍ. If problems and difficulties and hardships come his way, and then he realizes that this is from Allah, he exercises patience and he attributes it to Almighty Allah. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Despite having all the problems and the difficulties, he can earn Jannat for himself. And on the other hand, if a person has the comfort of this dunya and he has the luxurious life of this world and he has everything, shakara, and he is grateful to Almighty Allah, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Despite having everything of this world, then too he can attain Jannat for himself. In one hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ. When everyone will be assembled before Almighty Allah, from Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam till the last person, يَجِئُ مُنَادٍ. One announcer will announce on the order of Almighty Allah, سَيَعْلَمُ أَهْلُ الْجَمْعِ الْيَوْمِ مَنْ أَوْلَى بِالْكَرَمِ. Today it would be known and it will become manifest and vivid who has what status in the eyes of Allah. In this world, many a times a person is obedient to Allah, but we find that credit is given to the wrong people. Credit is given to the wrong people, and the good of many pious is concealed and is not revealed. The situation is camouflaged. We are unaware of the condition of any person. On the day of Qiyamah, سَيَعْلَمُ أَهْلُ الْجَمْعِ الْيَوْمِ مَنْ أَوْلَى بِالْكَرَمِ. It will be known to every person whose status is what in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Then this announcer will announce that those people should stand up. الَّذِينَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Those who used to spend their nights in conversing and speaking and conversing with their master, with their Lord, that is Almighty Allah. وَهُمْ قَلِيلٌ. The hadith says there will be very few. Those that will stand up and who used to spend their nights in communicating with Almighty Allah are very few. Thereafter the announcer will announce, those people should stand up. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That merchandise and trade and transaction did not become a barrier from coming closer to Allah. In other words, although they had business, they had trade, they had a lot of money, but it did not stop them from coming closer to Almighty Allah. وَهُمْ قَلِيلٌ. Such a group will stand up and they will also be very few. Thereafter the announcer will announce that those people should stand up. الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Who used to praise Almighty Allah in even adversity, in all conditions, whether health or sickness, whether poverty or wealth, in every condition they used to praise Almighty Allah. وَهُمْ قَلِيلٌ. They will be very few. These three groups will be brought one side. ثُمَّ يُحَاسِبُ سَائِرَ النَّاسِ. Thereafter Almighty Allah will take the hisab and the reckoning of the balance of the creation. So these three people will be exempted on that day, respected listeners, where people will be running from pillar to post, where people will be confused, where man will be running for one deed. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. These people will be brought one side and hisab and account will start for the balance of the creation. Musa alayhi salatu was salam told Allah, Ya Rabbi, كَيْفَ اسْتَطَاعَ آدَمْ أَن يُؤَدِّي شُكْرَ مَا صَنَعْتَ لَهُ. How was it possible for Adam alayhi salatu was salam to be grateful to you? For indeed your bounties upon every man is excessive. But on Adam alayhi salatu was salam, there are certain additional virtues and favors of yours upon him. So how was it possible for him to be grateful to you? Why? خَلَقْتَهُ بِيَدِكَ. You created Adam alayhi salatu was salam with your hands. It comes in the hadith, I read in one kitab, that Almighty Allah did three things with his hands. خَلَقَ آدَم بِيَدِهِ. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu was salam with his hands. Of course, it is the mutashabihat. Allah knows best what is meant, because لَهُ يَدٌ لَيْسَ كَأَيْدِينَا. Allah says the word hand for Allah is used in the وكيفيته مجهول. But how Allah settles, what is the form, what is the manner, that has not been revealed to us. Wal imanu bihi wajibun. To bring iman that Allah has settled on his throne, thumma istawa ala al-arsh, it is compulsory, because the Quran speaks about it. Was su'alu anhu bid'atun. And to question this is completely haram and forbidden, because the Quran confirms it. And to doubt, not to deny, to doubt any verse or rather any letter of the Quran takes a man out of the state of iman. Once again, to doubt and not to deny, to question any verse of the Quran, questioning the authority of the Quran, takes a person out of the fold of Islam. So wasu'anu anhu bid'atun, it is not correct to question regarding that. So Allah created Adam alayhi salam with his hands. كَتَبَ التَّوْرَاةَ بِيَدِهِ. And Allah wrote the Torah, which is one of the divine scriptures, which was revealed to a Nabi. كَتَبَ التَّوْرَاةَ بِيَدِهِ. Allah wrote the Torah with his own hands. And خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ. Allah created جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ with his own hands. Subhanallah. شَقَّ فِيهَا أَنْهَارًا. غَرَسَ فِيهَا أَشْجَارًا. Then Almighty Allah created plants, trees, rivers, all that Allah has prepared. سَقْفُهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ is that paradise, the throne of which, the roof of which, سَقْفُهُ, the roof of which is عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the throne of Allah. In other words, this is then Jannat, which is beneath the throne of Almighty Allah. These will be those people that will be closest to Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah make us among them. Ameen, summa ameen. So, O Allah, خَلَقْتَهُ بِيَدِكَ. You created him with your hand. وَنَفَخْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِكَ. And then you place the soul into him, the ruh into him. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The disbelievers came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, what is the soul? What is this ruh? We find a person sitting in front of us, he's speaking to us, he's addressing us, we are speaking to him, he comprehends, he can understand, he speaks, he's walking, he's talking. And when it's time up, the soul departs, that very same person is there. Those very same eyes are there, but they are not functioning. The ears are there, but they are not functioning. That same person who knows us, we are speaking to him, but there's no answer. What has happened? Why is it that all these limbs of the body are helpless? Something has left his body. What is this soul? What is the reality of this ruh? My ustad used to mention, it is just like a person, he plugs, for example, the fan or the machine or whatever the case may be, and then when he presses the switch, everything starts functioning. No sooner does he off the switch, everything comes to a standstill. Why? Because he has off the main box, the current box. Likewise, Almighty Allah has sent man in this world, and Allah has pressed the button of his soul. As long as that soul is there, everything will function, and the day it is time for him to leave, that button will be pressed and everything collapses. On one occasion, Malakul Maut told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, when I remove the soul of someone, sarakha sarikh, then someone from the family starts screaming that, Ya Allah, what is happening? We had hoped that he'll recover or she'll recover, and looks like he's about to part, he's about to leave this world. Gharghara, we can actually hear those noises coming out. Inna Allah ta'ala yuhibbu tawb. Inna Allah ta'ala yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will accept the repentance of a servant prior to the gharghara, that is the sound that comes out prior to the person leaving this world. So when he starts recognizing the signs that this person is about to leave, it is indeed a very frightening scene. And it is there for us to open our eyes that we are also going to go in this very same position. And in this very same manner we all have to leave. Visit the hospitals and we will notice it. So saraqa sariq, someone starts screaming. So Malakul Maut says, I questioned the people of the deceased, the family people. I asked, مَسْتَعْجَلْنَاهُ مَا ظَلَمْنَاهُ وَلَا سَبَقْنَا أَجَلَهُ. I did not oppress this person. Why are you objecting in my action? I did not remove his soul prior to the time. I did not take his ruh and his soul prior to the taqdeer that Allah had written for him. In other words, if Allah had written that he has to eat so much or he has to drink so much, after he had the last sip of water and the last morsel, and to the exact split second, I am removing his soul. So why are you objecting on the question and on the order of Almighty Allah? فَإِنْ تَرْضَوْ تُؤْجَرُ If you will have patience, and you will understand that it is time up for him to leave this world, he has to go back to Allah, تَرْضَوْ تُؤْجَرُ You will be rewarded. But if you question the authority of Allah, and you start making undesirable statements, لَيْسَ مِنَّا Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ Those are not amongst us who utter undesirable statements at the time of death, and who mourn in the incorrect manner against the teachings of the Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, وَنَفَخْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِكَ أَوَ اللَّهِ You placed your soul into Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, وَأَسْكَنْتَهُ جَنَّتَكَ And then you placed him in paradise. وَأَمَرْتَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَسَجَدُوا لَهُ And then you commanded the malaika and the angels and they prostrated before him. So how is it possible, or how was it possible for Adam to be grateful to you? So Allah answered to Musa alayhi salam. Of course, Musa alayhi salam was that person whom Almighty Allah honored. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا Musa alayhi salatu wa salam used to converse and communicate with Almighty Allah. Allah told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Musa, عَلِمَ آدَمْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنِّي فَحَمِدَنِي عَلَيْهِمْ فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ شُكْرًا لِمَا صَنَعْتُ إِلَيْهِ That, O Musa, all what I did for Adam, Adam recognized that this was from me. It was on my order and it wasn't on any of his intelligence. So he praised me, and the mere praising, that was his gratitude, and that is how he was grateful to me. Almighty Allah mentioned, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا What must Allah do by punishing you? Allah achieves nothing. All you must do is bring iman on Allah, وَشَكَرْتُمْ And be grateful to Allah for the bounties and the favors of Almighty Allah upon man. All we have to do is recognize it, that it is from Allah, and attribute it to Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا Allah is very merciful, and he accepts your gratitude, and he accepts that when you will praise him, Allah will accept it with open arms. That is why it comes in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَرْبَعٌ That person who is blessed with four things, فَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ He is blessed with the good of this life and the life to come. لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ The tongue that is moist in the remembrance of Almighty Allah. In Rawdatu al-Rayyahin fi Hikayat al-Salihin, I read an incident of one person. One Buzruk was walking in the street, and he found that there was an elderly man walking, and the children were laughing at him and mocking at him, disgracing him, pelting him. So he approached the children and he says that, why are you dishonoring this man? So he says, Da'na ya Shaykh naqtuluhu, leave us, we want to kill this man. Yadhunnu annahu yara rabba. He claims to say that he's seen his Lord. He's foolish, he's insane. Anyway, this person approaches, this so-called insane person, and he says, what is it that these people have informed me regarding you? He answers, he sang a few couplets. He says, Jamaluka fi aini, wa dhikruka fi fami, wa mahabbatuka fi qalbi, fa aina taghib. Oh my Lord, your beauty is in my eyes at all times. If for a second I must ponder over anyone, if for a second I must ponder over anything or anyone other than you, I will collapse. Jamaluka fi aini, O Allah, whatever I look at, I can only see your qudrat and I can only see your power. Faya ajaban kayfa ya'sil ilah, am kayfa yajhaduhu al-jahid, wa fi kulli shay'in lahu ayatu tadullu ala annahu wahidu. Indeed, it is very astonishing that one, how can he disobey Allah, or how can one deny the existence of Allah when everything confirms the being of Allah? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَجْحَدُهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ جَمَالُكَ فِي عَيْنِي أَوْ اللَّهِ Your beauty is in front of me at all times. وَذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي And your greatness, and أَوْ اللَّهِ Your zikr is on my tongue at all times. وَذِكْرُكَ فِي فَمِي وَمَحَبَّتُكَ فِي قَلْبِي And your muhabbat and your love is in my heart at all times. فَأَيْنَ التَّغِيبُ O Allah, at all times you are in my heart. You cannot disappear from me at all times, O Allah. My intelligence and my sight is focused on you, O Allah, looking at the qudrat and the power and the beauty of Almighty Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Lisanun zakir, that tongue that is moist in the remembrance of Allah. Qalbun shakir, that heart that is filled with gratitude, at all times grateful to Almighty Allah. Looking at those people, it's raining. What about those that haven't got shelter? Let me appreciate my house, whatever Allah has given me. What about those that haven't got shelter? Allah has given me food. What about those that are unable to eat? There are many people that have the wealth of this world, but because of health reasons, the doctor has mentioned to him that in the morning, your breakfast will be nothing other than two sliced bread. He owns the whole world, but he is deprived of having cereal. He is deprived of having eggs. He is deprived of having cakes. He is deprived of having biscuits. He has the wealth, but because of health reasons, he is unable to eat many things. He has to abstain from this, he has to abstain from that. Otherwise, he'll pick up weight, sugar will increase. Allah has given me, subhanallah, what a beautiful health Allah has given me, that whatever I want to eat, I'm free to eat. Qalbun shakir, that heart that at all times look at those that are under us, so it enables us and it boosts us and it allows us to be grateful to Almighty Allah. Badanun sabir, that heart, that body that can undergo difficulties and hardships, trials and tribulations that will come perhaps in our way. Many a time problem comes, this difficulty comes, that difficulty, that body that can undergo difficulties. Subhanallah, how fortunate that person is. And وَزَوْجَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ, fortunate is that person who is blessed with a pious, God-fearing wife. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا mata. This whole world is mata. In other words, it is something for you to benefit from. Faida utane ka saman. وخير المتاح. And the best thing from which a man can benefit, المرأة الصالحة, is a pious woman. That when he comes home, in amaraha ata'at, when he commands her to do something, immediately she carries out his command. Wa in ghaba anha hafizathu, and when he is away from her, then she protects his children, she attends to his needs, she protects her chastity, and in her absence she remembers Almighty Allah. For the very same reason, Dawood alayhi salatu was salam used to make dua to Almighty Allah. He used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka arba'a wa a'udhu bika min arba'atin. Oh Allah, I ask from you four and I seek refuge in you from four. As'aluka lisanan dhakira, I ask from you a tongue that is moist in your remembrance. Qalban shakira, a heart that is full of gratitude. Badanan sabira, a body that can undergo difficulties. Zawjatun wa zawjatan tu'inuni fi dunyaya wa akhirati, and such a wife that can help me in my affairs of this world and in akhirat. In other words, if business is quiet, things are bad, if my wife can bear with me and she can stand with me and she can cut down her needs and minimize the cost and understand that my husband's wealth is my wealth, my husband's problems are my problems. Not like, unfortunately, many a times we hear that come what may, beg, borrow or steal, I want this. No, zawjatan, such a wife that enables me and evens my life and at the same time evens my akhirat also. Enables me and assists me in coming closer to Allah. And O Allah, I seek refuge in you from four things. A'udhu bika min waladin yakunu alayya sayyidan. I seek refuge in you from such a son that becomes my father. Such a son that dictates to me. O Allah, rather don't give me such a child. To have a child that becomes my father, O Allah, I seek your refuge from such a child. And وَمِنْ إِمْرَأَةٍ تُشِيبُنِي قَبْلَ وَقْتِ الْمَشِيبِ, I seek refuge in you from such a woman that makes me age before my time. After all, these were the du'as of a Nabi. وَمِنْ مَالٍ يَكُونُ وَبَالًا عَلَيَّ, and from such wealth that becomes a means of my destruction. وَمِنْ جَارٍ لَوْ رَآ مِنِّي حَسَنَةً كَتَمَهَا, from such a neighbor, O Allah, I seek refuge in you, that if that neighbor has to see some good in me, he conceals it and he doesn't discuss it. وَلَوْ رَآ مِنِّي سَيِّئَةً فَشَاهَا, and if that neighbor has to see something bad in me, he publicizes it, he announces it, he lets the whole world know about it. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from such an evil neighbor. So Almighty Allah's bounties and Allah's ni'mat and favors upon man, wallah, It is beyond our comprehension. On one occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was moving in his throne. So someone looked at it and they said, Subhanallah, Allah has blessed Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam with such wealth that no one ever has been blessed with that. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam answered, أَرْبَعُ خِصَالٍ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ فَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُعْطِيَ آلَ دَاوُودٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Four things, if it is found in a person, that person has been given much more than what the family of Dawood alayhi salam has been given, materially speaking. خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. That person who's been granted the fear of Allah, فِي السَّرَّاءِ, secretly, وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ, and openly. In other words, that person who fears Allah at all times. The poet says, Ya Rome Ma'adallah kehna asan hai. It is easy to say Astaghfirullah when we hear of a vice, when we hear of something haram. It is very easy to say Astaghfirullah Subhana, Astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive us. Don't even touch this topic. But when we are confronted with that, when we are confronted with that vice and no one is around us other than Allah, no one is watching us, we have the full ability of satisfying our passion and no one is near us, at that time to say Astaghfirullah, this is the real Astaghfirullah that will be accepted and wanted in the court of Almighty Allah. وَالْقَصْتُ فِي الْغِنَى وَالْفَقْرِ. Moderation in poverty and wealth. الْقَصْتُ نِصْفُ الْمَعِيشَةِ. That a person doesn't spend more than what he needs. They say today, we buy things that we don't need with money that we don't owe to impress people we don't know. We go shopping, let's buy this. Why? Borrow 500 rand because we want to buy this. Why? So that next year, when so and so, perhaps if he'll come, then at least when he looks at my shelf, it will look nice. It's quite attractive. Buy things that we don't need with money that we don't own to impress people that we don't know. وَالْعَدْلُ فِي الْغَضَبِ وَالْرَّبَى. And to exercise justice when we're happy also and angry also. The poet says, فَلَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَ الْعَدْلِ لِلْمَرْءِ رَافِعًا وَلَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَ الْعَدْلِ لِلْمَرْءِ وَلَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَ الْجَوْرِ لِلْمَرْءِ وَاضِعًا. I did not see anything elevated a man more than justice, and I did not see anything disgrace a man and belittle a man more than injustice. And the fourth thing, which is our topic of discussion today, وَحَمْدُ اللَّهِ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. To praise Allah, to praise Almighty Allah in ease and adversity. The ulama ikram have written, Tamamu shukri fi thalathati ashya. Shukr will be said, it is completed. Gratitude will be completed if three things are found in a person. One is, Idha a'taka Allahu shay'an. That when Allah gives you something, and then to understand that this is from Allah, and then to praise Almighty Allah, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, aw bi ahadin min khalqik, fa minka wahdak la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, oh Allah, whatever ni'mat I have or any one of your creation at any time till the day of Qiyamah, it is only and only from you. Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was given jawami'ul kalim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, I cannot praise you. I cannot praise you in the manner that you have to be praised. لَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَتَّى تَرْضَى وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ إِذَا رَضِيتَ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ بَعْدَ الرِّضَى لَكَ الْحَمْدُ مِلْءَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمِلْءَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدُ. Oh Allah, for you are the praises of the skies and the earth and everything that is in between there, and oh Allah, after that, unending praises for you, oh Allah. لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Someone goes for Umrah, purchases a scarf pass, or buys a topi pass, or purchases a watch pass. We only met that person once, and it was so thoughtful of that person that he bought me a watch. So when he comes back or she comes back, he gives me this watch. Subhanallah, how considerate. So we really think about it, that look at this person, we only met him once, and he went there, he thought of us, and he bought us this watch. So we bake something, or we buy something, and we try and recompensate and reward them for their good and their generosity. We lifelong remember it, and we lifelong try to pay them back for that favor of theirs. They gave us one watch, but what about that Allah who gave us the hand to wear that watch? He bought us the topi. What about that Allah who has given us this head on which we are wearing the topi? She bought me the scarf. What about that Allah who gave me the head on which I am wearing the scarf? I never had the ability of praising Allah, yet that person bought it once. Since then I sing a song about it, and I tell everyone about it, and I'm bragging and boasting about so-and-so. You know what a nice person. And Allah has given us this perfect body. Allah has perfected everything of this body. We never have the ability to perform 2 rakat namaz and to say, oh Allah, I am grateful for all your ni'mat and your bounties and your favors upon me. That Shaykh Sani rahmatullah alayhi is walking to the Masjid of Damascus. It is extremely hot. He has no shoes on his feet. He cries to Almighty Allah, oh Allah, people are living in palaces. People are living and enjoying the ni'mat and the bounties of this world. And your servant, oh Allah, who has spent his whole life in your ibadat, he hasn't got shoes, oh Allah. Why is this so? He hardly enters into the Masjid of Damascus and he sees a man crawling there who has no legs, never mind shoes. He turns to Allah and he says, oh Allah, I am grateful to you that I haven't got shoes, but alhamdulillah, I have feet, I can walk. The bounties and the ni'mat and the favors of Almighty Allah. So first is to recognize that this is from Allah, and then to be grateful. وَالثَّانِي أَن تَرْضَى بِمَا أَعْطَاكَ. Second is to be grateful and not to undermine that ni'mat. If we are stuck on the road and we are waiting there for 3 hours, and after 3 hours someone comes to assist us, are we going to take up with that person and say, you know what, we are stuck from 3 hours, do you only come now? No, even if he comes after 3 hours, because we are in need of his assistance, so we're going to welcome him and we're going to thank him because we need that assistance. Even if it means after 5 hours and he comes there and he can't do anything other than just conveying the message to our family members that look here, we are stuck and we are based at so and so place. Only if he does that, then too we'll appreciate it. But the ni'mat of Almighty Allah upon us, let us not question it. Ya Allah, my brother is driving that car and why me not? I've got this car. Ya Allah, my children are like this and my brothers. No, antarda bima a'taak. Whatever Allah has given you, fi'alul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. Allah knows who he gives what, why and when. So we've got to be grateful to the ni'mat of Allah. And the third important point, only if these three qualities are found, then only will we say that shukr and gratitude is found in that person. The very important third point is, ma dama manfa'atu dhalika shay fika, ma dama manfa'atu dhalika shay ma'aka, wa quwwatuhu fi jasadika, la ta'asihim. As long as the benefit of that particular item and ni'mat is with you. Once again, as long as the benefit of that particular ni'mat is with you and the strength of that is in your body, la ta'asihi, the demand of gratitude, shukar ka ye taqaza hoga, the demand of gratitude will be that you be grateful and you never disobey that person who has given you that particular ni'mat because you are still benefiting from that particular ni'mat. So as long as you are using that tope or you are using that watch, just as you are going to be grateful to that person, as long as the ni'mat and the bounties and the favors of Allah are with you, which of course is there eternal forever and ever, the demand of gratitude, shukr ka taqaza, will be that every order of Allah will mean law to you, and the practices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will mean law to you, then only will it be said that you are grateful to the ni'mat of Almighty Allah. If these three things are not found in you, and you merely utter by saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah nu shukr, then this will be a false statement from you. The demand will be that you don't be disobedient to Almighty Allah. Luqman Hakim alayhi salatu wassalam told his son, لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. Oh my son, I have advised you on many instances, and I gave you a lot of advices pertaining to the deen of Almighty Allah. Listen to this one advice that I have given you. It is the root of all good. لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِ بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. You should have that amount of guts in disobeying Allah according to how much patience you've got in tolerating the azab of Allah. لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِ. You should have that amount of guts and courage in disobeying Allah, violating the orders of Allah, according to the patience and the tolerance and the perseverance that you can have in accepting the azab of Allah, like Allah mentions in the second juz of the Quran. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. That those that are disobeying Allah and regarding the orders of Allah insignificant, it looks like they've got a lot of patience because they very well know that by being ungrateful to the bounties of Allah, this will be the consequences, yet they ignore it. Allah mentions in the Quran the verse which I recited in the khutbah, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will be grateful to me and you will realize that everything is from me, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase it. How unfortunate and how unfair man is. How unfair man is. Allah says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبَتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. Allah says, when I shower my favors and my bounties and my ni'mats upon him, then he says, Subhanallah, Allah is so nice, he's so compassionate, he's so merciful. Allah says, for some wisdom and for some hikmat, for some reason, I try and test him to see that the statement, is it genuine or is it from the heart or from the tongue? وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. So Allah say, I limit his business. I bring some sickness in his family. Someone leaves the family. Some problem comes. Rabbi ahanan. Allah, why only me? What did I do? I'm performing my namaz. Could you not bring this problem in someone else's way? Why only me? How unfair and how dirty man is. Allah says that when man is sick, when he's in problems and in difficulties, marra, he turns to Almighty Allah and he pleads to Almighty Allah, Oh Allah, remove the sickness. Oh Allah, cure me. Like Allah says, La yas'amu al-insanu min du'a'il khayr. Man never tires from asking good, from asking Allah wealth and health. Man never tires. Allah says, but when I cure him, he forgets me. Marra ka'allam yad'una ila dhurrim massa. It's as though in his cure was only his doctors and his medication and the prescriptions that he had. Allah had nothing to do with the whole thing. But when he was in problem, then he turned to Allah. So at all times, to attribute everything to Almighty Allah and to be grateful to Almighty Allah. Qarun was walking with his army. So much wealth. Him. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوذِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُسْرِ